Shalom Aleichem. Mishnah Yomi is continuing in Yuma, Chapter 4, Mishnah 4. Now, yesterday we mentioned that the Kohen Gadol would bring a shovel up to the Mizbeach to get some of the nicely burned coals to use for incense. Now, the Mishnah digresses to talk about the differences between the incense offerings on Yom Kippur and other days. So, Mishnah 4, Bechol Yom, on other days, Hayachote B'shel Kesef, they would scoop out coals with a silver shovel, and then pour them into the golden shovel. V'hayom, but on Yom Kippur, chote b'shel zahav uva hayem machnis. Kohen Gadol would use the golden shovel that we mentioned and use that to take the coals into the temple building to offer the ketoret. Now, the Rav Barner here explains that if you use a gold shovel all the time on very hot fire, it wears out and you lose the material. And Torah chasal mamonon shiyisrael. And the Torah doesn't want them to have to buy a new golden shovel all the time that's getting worn out. So on other days, you use the silver shovel, which is stronger, more heavy duty. It's only on Yom Kippur when you want to show the kavod of the day and of the Kohen Gadol that we go to the gold shovel, even though the fire will eventually, cause some damage to it. The Mishnah continues, Bechol Yom, on other days, Chote B'shel Arbat Kabin, they would scoop with that shovel, that silver shovel, of 4 kav full, Umar B'toch Shel Shosha Kabin, and then pour into the golden shovel, which was 3 kav, to carry into the Heichal. The Hayom, on Yom Kippur, Chote B'shel Shosha Kabin, Uva Hayam Machnis, would use the golden shovel, and it would hold 3 kav. Rabbi Yossi, my Rabbi Yossi says, Bechol Yom Chote B'shel Seah, it was actually even bigger. It was the Seah, which is 6 kav, was the first shovel. Mar b'toch shel shloshet kavin. Then pour it into the gold shovel, which was half the size. V'hayom and Yom Kippur, chote b'shel shloshet kavin. We used the smaller 3 kav gold shovel, sorry, v'hayom mochnis. And we take that one in to burn the ketoret inside. Mishnah continues, b'chol yom ha'itak veda. On other days, the shovel was heavy. V'hayom kola. And today they're using the light shovel. Now, the Mefarshim say a heavy shovel is going to last longer, it's more heavy duty, and here we're using the light one because we want to lighten the load on the Kohen Gadol. He has a lot to do today. Bechol Yom, Mishnah continues, Haita Yod Ketzora. On other days, the handle, the Yad, means hand, but here means handle for a kli, was shorter. Hayom Aruka, today it was longer. Now, the reason to have a long handle in Yom Kippur is he can tuck the back end of the handle under his armpit and then hold the middle of the handle to balance the weight of the coals as he carries them in. Again, we want to lighten the load of the Kohen Gadol, who has so much to do on Yom Kippur. Bechol Yom, on other days, Haya Zahava Yerok. The gold shovel was a yellowish gold. Now, Yerok means green in modern Ivrit, but they didn't have a separate word for green back then. So in Ivrit, they called yellow after Yarok, what's now green, and Sahov is now yellow. So this gold was yellowish. It's interesting, I've heard that certain languages didn't have words for specific colors historically. So it's, and later on when they were exposed to those colors, they did get the word. Now obviously green is everywhere and they knew green, they could see that green was distinct from yellow, but they lumped them all under Yarok for yellowish and greenish, interestingly. The Hayom, the Mishnah says, but today, Adom, it was red. Now, the gold wasn't literally red, it was more reddish than the yellowish gold that they would use on other days. Rabbi Menachem, this is according to Rabbi Menachem. Bechol Yom, on other days, Makiv Pras B'Shacharit, they would bring half the ketoret in the morning, Upras Ben Arbaim, and the other half in the afternoon. Hayom Mosif Milo Chofnav, but on this day, he adds his additional handfuls of ketoret. We're going to see that in addition to the regular ketoret, there was his 2 handfuls. And finally, the Mishnah brings one more detail of the ketoret. Bechol yom haita daka. On every day, it was very fine consistency. V'hayom daka min hadaka. And today, it was the finest of the fine. They would actually put it back into the mortar and grind it again a second time. Hadek, hey Dave, hadek. They'd get it extra fine grind. So Mishnah Hay continues some distinctions between Yom Kippur and other days. Bechol Yom, on other days, Kohanim Olim b'Mizracho Shel Kevesh. Kohanim ascend the east side of the ramp, the Yordin b'Marav, Maravo. Then they descend the west side of the ramp, meaning they go up and they turn right, and they continue going, turning right as they go all the way around the Mizbeach and then down the other side of the ramp. The Hayom, and here on Yom Kippur, Kohen Gadol, the high priest, Ole Be'emtsa, V'yored Be'emtsa, he goes up the middle and goes down the middle. The Bartner explains, Mishim Kavodo, because of the Kavod of the Kohen Gadol, Laharud Chashivuto, to show his importance, Shu Kiben Bayit. He's like a member of the household of Hashem, Kaviyachov Acholich B'makam Shuchovitz. So he walks anywhere he wants. He doesn't have to, you know, sort of sneak around the edges here. He can go straight up the middle of the ramp. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Is the Olam always Kohen Gadol Ole Be'emtza V'Yerd Be'emtza? Kohen Gadol doesn't have to go around the edges of the ramp. He can go right up the middle of the ramp. Mishnah continues, Bechol Yom, on other days, Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Roglev Min HaKior. On other days, he used the Kior, the large kli with the faucets, as we mentioned, to Mekadesh, to wash his hands and feet. Hayom Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. And today he uses a golden flask. Of course, that's also a kli, as we've discussed, as Rabbi Silber's teaching Monday nights in Smichat Chaver. He should come 8 p.m. Monday nights. We are covering the Hilchot of Netilat Yadayim, and of course you need a kli, so this Kiton, this golden pitcher, would be work for his Netilat Yadayim, his Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi disagrees, says, La'olam, on all days, Kohen Gadol Mekadesh Yadav Raglav, Min HaKiton Shel Zahav. He doesn't have to wait in line at the Kior, at the faucets, or their Kohanim. He uses his own personal flask to wash his hands and feet. Yashar Kohachem, Zayizunz.